So, Imhotep, what is this?
A circle.
That's right. How did we make this, Imhotep?
We did make guiding points to make circle.
We make guiding points. So these points are the guiding points, are they? Okay, very good. Very good, Imhotep. There's quite a few lines there. How many circles are there in this?
Can you sprain it?
Well, I think this is one, because there's different colours. There's another here, that's two, three.
Four, five, six.
Yeah, I think there's about six circles inside there.
Yeah.
And then you've got a hole in the middle. What's the point of that? Why is there a hole in the middle of this circle?
Because Mummy and... Daddy was wanted to make circles.
Okay. And what is it called?
Can you explain
this?
It?
What is this?
A hole.
Okay. And so you were using it mm-hmm. with this pencil?
To spin the circle around.
Okay, show us how you're doing it, please.
Okay. We was spinning it this way.
Okay.
And this way.
Okay, what ways are those ways?
Anti-clockwise.
Which way is anti-clockwise?
This way.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And clockwise.
So show me with your hand which way is the clockwise then.
Clockwise.
That's right.
And anti-clockwise.
Okay, and then put that onto here now. Show me with this. Which way is clockwise? Make this spin clockwise. Use your other hand, make it spin like you did before. It takes some balance. Put it onto the center point. Good. Good. So which way are you spinning it now?
Anti-clockwise.
No, not quite.
Clockwise.
Yes, that's right.
And anti-clockwise?
That's right.
Clockwise.
Good. Okay, put this aside.
And a pin.
We drew this circle. This is a circle, it has an arrow on it,
yeah.
Coming from the center to the edge of the circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's set to go that way.
That's right. Mm. We did this to help us know about rotation.
No, it's staying that way.
Okay. How far have I turned it, Imhotep? When I turn it from here to here.
Far away.
Hmm?
Far away.
Far away?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Degrees.
It was here. Then we turned it like to here.
90 degrees.
Very good, Imhotep.
And 90 degrees.
Very good. We've turned it. When we turn it from here to here, we've turned it 90 degrees. And if I turn it again like this, how many degrees did I turn it just now? I did turn it clockwise.
How many degrees?
From here, it was here, then I turned it to here.
Anti-clockwise.
How many degrees?
How far did I turn it?
2 far.
Well, this is another 90 degrees. When we did it the first time, when you were standing, we turned, you said to turn anti-clockwise, so we'll do it the same way you did it. This is what we did when you stood up before. We turned 90 degrees anti-clockwise. Then we turned... Watch again, Imhotep. 90 degrees anti-clockwise again.
Can I have a smaller chair, please?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So when we're doing the rotation, when we stood up, we did our rotation. First of all, we said where our center was, the center of our rotation. This is the center of my rotation. That's right, this is the centre of that rotation, very good. It's the centre of the circle.
No more rotation.
Hmm?
No more rotation.
Well, it's not rotated yet, but now, if we turn it, that's 90 degrees, and we turned it again, another 90 degrees.
Mummy was there, wasn't it?
Well, let me finish it first, because I want you to do it. Then we turned it again, 90 degrees. Then we turned it again, 90 degrees. We did it four times. Four 90 degree turns.
And then
you do that now.
90 degrees. And then another 90 degrees. And then another 90 degrees. And another 90 degrees. And another 90 degrees. And another 90 degrees.
Okay, you've done quite a few 90 degrees
and
there.
And I want Daddy to do it too.
Okay. Well, you did it right, though. You were turning 90 degrees.
And Daddy.
Okay.
Okay.
You do it.
I do it.
Yeah. 90 degrees.
90 degrees. Another 90 degrees. Another 90 degrees. And then we have 90 degrees there.
What direction is he turning it in?
90 degrees.
Which way?
90 degrees way.
Which direction?
Anti-clockwise.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Daddy's saying is correct. That's right. Well done. Well done.
Me too.
Yes, yes. Very good, Imhotep.
And Mummy.
Right, okay, let's have a look. I want to just go over a few things here. Maybe you could even choose, Imhotep. Do you want to go through these things and just tell us about what we've done here? Go through the paper.
Yeah.
Pick out some things that you want to talk about, Imhotep. There's lots of things here that we've been doing, different exercises over the time. Just look through them, and then you can tell us about things that you can find most interesting.
Okay. I want to do...
Look through all of them first. Get an idea what's there. There's a lot of things there. Look through them carefully. You can put the paper down when you've gone through it. Like you've turned the paper over, you've looked at it. Let's turn it the right way. Okay, what's inside the envelope?
Card.
Okay.
Let me just open it up and see which card it is. We did make square cards.
Okay.
This is a rectangle one because that is special.
That's right, it's a special card, that one. I think there's some more cards in the envelope.
Which more cards? Oh, you can make the rectangle one into squares.
So, we were making the rectangle card into squares.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is.
So, which shape is this then?
A square.
Okay, and which shape is this one?
A rectangle.
Okay, I see what you mean. Right.
And this one is another square red.
Mm.
And this one another rectangle. And another square.
What are these little squares in the corner? What are these things showing us, Imhotep? Why are they there?
Because we didn't make them.
These little squares in the corner? What does it mean? What does it mean, Imhotep? Well, it's to do with the degrees. This is telling us what degrees there are in the corner. You remember, Imhotep?
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking.
I know I am.
Okay, I've shown you. That's what this is about. It's showing you.
How many degrees are
there? What is? Well, how many degrees are these?
Five. I mean, two.
Well, just this one here. What is the measure of this degree?
90 degrees.
That's right, Emirata. Well done. And what is the measure of this degree here?
90 degrees.
Right. And what is the measure of this degree here?
90 degrees.
And this one?
90 degrees.
That's right. And how many are there in total? How many angles are there?
1, 2, 3, 4. 4? Yeah.
That's right. There's 4 90s.
Mm.
Say that, 4 90s.
4 90s.
4 90s.
4 90s.
Okay. 4 90s is a big sum, isn't it? Have you done 4 90s before? Have you counted 4 90s before?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very good. Well done. Well done. I know that we did 4 9s. Do you remember us doing 4 9s?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the 4 9s again with the hand signs.
Okay.
It's a bit 4 90s, but we're going to come to that. So, 1... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's good. It's clear and correct hand signs, Imhotep. We've just done 1, 9, so let's put 1 on the other hand. Put 1 on the other hand. That's 1, 9.
1,
9. 1, 9.
1, 9.
Okay. 1,
1
2,
2,
3,
3,
4,
4.
5,
5,
6,
6,
7,
7,
8,
8,
9,
9,
9. That's 2 9s, Motep.
2 9s.
2 9s.
2 9s.
That's right. 1,
1,
2,
2,
3,
3,
4,
4,
5,
5,
6,
6,
7,
7,
8,
8,
9.
9.
That's correct, Imhotep. Your hand signing is coming along very well. You've done it correct. Perfect so far. That is 3 9s, Imhotep.
3 9s.
We've got 3 9s. We have counted 3 9s.
Yeah, 3 9s.
We've just got one more to go. Are you ready? One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Six.
Six.
Seven.
Seven.
Eight.
Eight.
Nine.
Nine.
That's 4 9s, Imhotep.
4 9s.
4 9s.
Yeah.
Well done. Good. Well, we're going to use some blocks another time. We'll do 4 9s again, but we'll look at it with blocks. It's very interesting.
Okay.
What else do you know about these blocks, these squares that you've got here? These ones have got some writing on it. What's this about, Imhotep?
What, these?
Yes.
Them are letters.
Okay. Well, you've got a few more here. Letters. So which letters are these then, Imhotep?
Can you open them?
They're open here. Can you put them in the right order?
Yeah, I'm going to
Is it a bit challenging, Imhotep?
Yeah.
Okay, let's come to this one, because this, before we did these squares, we did this game with your name.
Mm.
Do you remember the game with your name, Imhotep?
Continue down.
And
Seen you do that before?
No.
That's very good. Well done. That was a treat.
Yeah.
I like that. You do that at home?
Yeah. I did done that at home.
Well, that's very good.
I done the little book at home.
Okay. That's very good, Imhotep.
Not the big one.
Not the big one.
No.
The little one.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good, Imhotep. We like that. You've advanced. Lovely. Well done. It's correct. Good movements. Let's continue. We'll come back to these cards.
Okay.
We put them back in the envelope?
Yeah.
That's the envelope. Right, let's fix it so it keeps apart. Do you want to put them in?
No. Let us the mother hold it. Let me put one each at a time.
It'll be one day you'll be able to name the letters as you put them in. Yes. You have to write them nice and clear.
Yeah.
Those are just the squares. There's a special square in here. I did want to talk to you about it. Can I stop you for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay. This one here. You've got this square. Well, you've got a square in your hand. You've got this square and you've got this square. Now, this square, I think your mother was playing with this square.
Yeah.
And then she folded this corner in here. And this one in here, and this one in here, and this one in here, and she made another square. What is the relationship between this square, Imhotep, and this one? What? How do these squares relate to each other?
What fit?
Well, you tell me.
I think it does fit.
Does it?
Yeah.
How many times does it fit inside there, Imhotep? Four times?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I think, Imhotep, you're saying this fits inside here four times, but this fits in there four times, with a bit of space as well. And this, is it the same size?
Let me open it.
Are these, when you open it out, is it the same size square? Are these two squares the same?
Let me put it on. Let me put it on. No.
They could fit on top of each other, couldn't they?
But they're not common. This is not a square because it's not fitting properly with this square.
Well, I hear what you're saying. Are you sure?
Yeah.
They're not fitting properly?
They are.
Is it fitting properly now?
Yeah.
Okay, so these two squares are congruent then?
Yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, well, we'll come back to that one. I still want to know what the relationship is between this square and that one. I've turned in these corners. Well, we'll come to that, Imhotep. It's a good thing that you want to make it. It's a good thing. We will do it. There's more for us to check, though. I want to go through a few more things.
Let's put this away. Can you hold it?
One moment. Let's move the square. There we go. Put them in. Let's go. Okay, I'll put this over here.
Look how
Okay, Emma, so let's continue. We're looking through the work that we've done before. Continue to look through the paper and let's see what else there is to talk about.
Okay.
Take them and put them over there. Look at these. No, these here. Go through these. Have a look at them.
You tell me a bit about that one.
Let me put this one back. And look at this one. This one is interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what is it about? What is it? You said it's interesting.
I did walk to mother and then back to you.
What is this shape that we're looking at here?
This is a square.
Okay, the paper is square-like. Mm. And what is the drawn image on it?
A circle.
Okay, that's right. And what has happened to the circle?
It's in the square.
It is in the square, but there's something inside the circle. What is happening in the circle?
There's a line, it's cutting it.
The line is cutting the circle?
Yeah.
That's right, you're right, Imhotep. How has it cut the circle?
It's to cut the circle two.
Into two?
Yeah, into two.
Are the two parts equal?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's cut the circle into two halves. Okay, you're right, Imhotep. That's what it says. It's a way of writing half. Mm. Half. That says 1 divided by 2.
And there's 2 here.
That's right. You've got one circle divided into 2. Mm. 1 divided into 2. Mm. 1 divided into 2. That's right. Oh, good. You're right. It was very interesting.
Let me have a look of the other ones.
Okay, put this one back first. Let's make a nice pile for the ones we've looked at.
Let me put it on here.
We'll come back to this one later on. Not today, okay. But we'll come back to that another time.
Okay. Are we going to come back today? Come back to that today?
Well, look at it. This one, we did spend some time. This was a while ago.
It's interesting.
What does it say?
Can you explain it? What does it say?
It says this.
Ha. Hu. Ki. Ha. He. He. Ho.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, they're impressed to see that Imhotep. Oh, we like that Imhotep.
I want to draw this. Are we going to come to this now?
Well, I think we should save this one as a big treat because I want us to still talk about the things. Like we just talked about this. This is the first fidel. Ha, hu, hi, ha, he, he, ho. You have it written here in Amerenia and you did some copying here. That was good practice. We need to practice this a bit more. Not today, but we'll come back and practice it some more.
Okay.
But what you've done just now is to hand sign them. I've hand signed them and you've read my hand signs.
Let me put this back.
Okay.
Here.
Turn it the right way around.
Okay.
Let them all fit on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's good. So we'll put this one we're going to come to. This is the special treat. We'll end by doing this. This is the colouring of the Tawagi Gazette.
Okay.
So we'll leave this one here. Let's continue.
Treat.
So the special treat at the end.
Are we going to do this now?
What was this about, Imhotep?
A triangle.
Is it turned the right way? Do you want to turn it the right way so you can see it clearly?
Yeah. It is the right way.
Well, what is it about then, Imhotep?
Can you explain it?
I could explain it, but I think you can explain it.
No, can you explain it?
Can I explain?
Yes.
Can you see what it is in there?
What's in it now?
We did make a sc- sc- square.
Okay, yes, we did.
I want to make a rectangle.
You want to make a rectangle?
Yes.
What about these? What's these lines for?
For going directions.
Mm-hmm. And how many degrees is it?
90 degrees and 90 degrees. And 90 degrees and 90 degrees.
This one is not 90 degrees.
90 degrees.
Where you see the square, this is showing you that there's 90 degrees. So you're right. Here, 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 and here. Because it is the corner of a square, it's showing you it's 90 degrees.
Mm.
These other ones, just to remind you, these are showing you that they're different angles. We were using a special colour. What colour is this?
Yellow.
Yellow. So we used the yellow to show us the angles in the other shapes. These are triangles.
I thought them was orange.
Which ones?
The angles.
Well, it looks yellow to me. Okay, they can be orange, but these ones are yellow. Okay, Imhotep, let's put this one aside.
Okay, there.
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to come back to that.
We are going to come back to it.
Okay.
We're going to come back to all of it because you did very well with these things and we need to build on it. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Are we going to do
Hold on, are you sure? That you think we should build on what we're learning? We grow and take on more learning, Imhotep?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we need to.
Well, it's true. You're right. So what's this about, Imhotep?
This was a log wobbly line.
Okay.
A curvy line. And the yellow line was a straight line.
Okay. A wobbly line and a straight line.
Yeah.
Okay. And do they begin at the same places and end at the same place?
No.
Okay, so where do they begin and end then? Where does the wobbly line begin and where does it end?
There.
There's no wobbly line there. You showed us on this one. Where does it begin and where does it end?
There.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where's the starting point?
Over here.
Okay, it can be either one of these. That's right. So when you did this was in the early days. And at the beginning, you drew some points, and then you drew some lines. What did we call these points when we draw points like this?
Guiding points.
Guiding points. Yes. So what do you think about guiding points? Are they good?
Yeah.
Why?
Because guiding points help the lines to be straight.
Yes,
Imhotep. And not wobbly.
And not wobbly. Yes, that's right. That's right. How old are you, Imhotep?
About 3.
You're 3?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very good, Imhotep. Here, there's some numbers here and a shape.
Is there 3 there?
Oh, this one is 3. And what is this shape though, Imhotep, first of all? What is this? What shape is this?
A triangle.
A triangle?
Yeah.
Oh, is that because it's got 3 angles? 1 angle, 2 angles, 3 angles?
Yeah.
Yes, triangle. Okay, so it's a triangle. What are these numbers then, Imhotep?
This is 1.
Yes.
2.
Nope.
Let me count. It's 1.
Yes.
3.
Yes.
4.
Nope.
3. 6.
Yes.
And 10.
Well done. I like the way you got this, and I like the way you got that. Well done. So just read them again then.
Okay, this one?
Yes.
Two.
Nope.
Three.
Yes.
Six.
Yes.
Ten.
Yes, that's very good. And these numbers, when we did this, we were talking about triangle numbers in Motel. Yeah. That's why this is here. This is the triangle numbers. One. One, two, three. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Yeah. One, two, six.
One. One, two, three, three. One, two, three, four, five, six, six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ten.
There's one, two, three, four. There's one, two, three.
That's right.
And one, two, three, four.
If you want to count to this one, you have to start from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6.
That's right. And for the 10, you have to start from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
1, 2, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2,
6.
6.
7.
7, 8, 9, 10.
That's right.
10.
That's right. Very good. Very good. Okay, Motep. I think we can put this sheet on that pile there.
I mean on that paper, you mean?
That's right. That's right. Okay, Motep. So, what was this one about? What's this?
Each.
Hmm?
A measure. Measure.
A measure. That's right, Imhotep.
Yeah.
Very good.
And it's really each. Peach.
Oh, the colour. It's a peach measure. The colour of the paper is peach.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a measure. We made a measure. Do you remember what we measured with it?
Measure mummy and daddy.
Okay. What did we measure about them?
We did measure our heads.
Okay, the height.
Yeah, the height.
Okay, yes, I remember that. And because they were very tall, didn't we have to get Daddy to do something so we could measure his height?
Yeah.
What did he have to do, Imhotep, so we could measure his height with our peach measure?
Lie down.
He had to lie down.
Yeah.
Very good, Imhotep.
And Mummy had to lie down, and me.
Right, okay. And then you were able to measure them, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. That's good, Imhotep. Measure. This one is look. Look means measure. Look two. I think we had two different measures. This was the second measure. We had another measure as well.
A black one.
A black one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Black one.
Very good.
But it's new. But it's gone now.
It doesn't look like it's gone. We'll have to make another measure.
Yeah, another black one.
Another black one.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. Not today, but we'll come back to that.
Yeah,
we need to do some more measures.
We've got some green papers.
Well, we could make a green measure.
Yeah.
It's good to have different measures.
Yeah, we can make a green measure.
Okay, good. Put this over there.
Yeah.
We're nearly there, Imhotep. Let's go. Let's look for the rest of these things. I think these were... Hold on.
This was measure.
This is another measure.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a long measure.
Yeah.
Much longer than the first measure.
Yeah, it's longer like... Daddy.
It's long like, well...
It's longer like Daddy.
It is long. It's long like Daddy's arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Daddy.
Well, I hear you. Okay, good.
Let me put this one down.
Okay, good. Let's go. What else is there?
There's one of these rectangles.
Okay, it's a rectangle. Yep. What's the marking in the corners of this rectangle?
90 degrees.
Excellent, Imhotep. It's interesting, isn't it? That's like a square, isn't it? Square has 90 degrees.
I mean, like, it's just like a rectangle.
It's a rectangle, but a square has 90 degrees in each corner as well, doesn't it?
This is interesting. This is really interesting.
Okay, well, let's have a look at it then.
Let me put it back, because I can't do it now.
No?
No.
Okay, well, I don't think Daddy was here for this one. Can I explain it to him?
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, we were looking at binary. With the binary, you have a heading row here, which is really times 2. You know, we were just doing 9 times 4?
Yeah.
This is a bit like that, but times 2.
Yeah.
1 times 2 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 4 is 8. 2 times 8 is 16. And 2 times 16 is 32.
Let me do this one, the blue ones.
Okay, the blue one's a bit different.
I can do the blue ones.
Okay.
What's this?
It says 18.
18 and 0 and 1, 0, 0, 1.
Good, Imhotep. Well read. The only thing is, when you're reading the binary, you have to start from this side and read it that way. When you read it this way, then you're saying 18 in binary. Read from here to there, and then that will be like 18 in binary.
Okay. 1 0 0 1 0.
That's it. Do it again.
1 0 0 1 0.
And that is 18 in binary.
Let me do the other one.
Before you do the other one, can you clap that, Imhotep? You know when we do the clapping exercise.
1. And zero, and one, and zero, and now I've done it.
Okay, well, you did some clapping. The clapping sounds like it could be some good music. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, when we clap the one, we do it here, and when you clap the zero, you do it here. So this sounds like this. Let's do the first part together, that's easy. Look at it like this.
Yeah.
Watch Imhotep. 1 0 0. 1 0 0. 1 0 0.
1 0 0.
1 0 0.
1 0 0.
Okay, so we'll do 1 0 0, then I'll do 1 0 and you copy that. Okay?
Yeah.
1 0 0.
1 0 0.
1 0. Good. I'll do the whole thing now.
Okay.
1 0 0 1 0.
1 0 1 0.
Nearly.
Yeah.
Okay, in parts. 1 0 0.
1 0 0.
1 0. 1 0. Okay, very good. We'll come back to that. Your writing is quite advanced, so let's put the paper on there. Was that clear, Daddy?
Yes.
Okay. So what's next, Imhotep?
We got this to look at.
Okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Because I know you're very good at the rotations now.
I like
this looks
this.
A bit like rotation, doesn't it?
Yeah, let me put this one back.
Well, first of all, let's turn it around. I think it's like this. What is this showing us?
Direction.
Direction of what?
To go this way and this way.
What is the name of the ways you're talking about? What is the proper name?
About anti-clockwise.
Check it. Look carefully.
Anti-clockwise. Unclockwise.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's not like glasses.
Oh, well, I think because it looks like glasses, you may be thinking of something else. But don't worry about the glasses. Think about where the arrow's pointing. You know which way is clockwise and which way is anti-clockwise.
This arrow's pointing this way.
And so what way is that?
Anti-clockwise?
No, it's not anti-clockwise.
Clockwise.
It is clockwise.
And anti-clockwise.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So I think this year, what's this then?
Lines and guiding points.
Lines and guiding points.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay. And we've got some things here. Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
What does that say, Imhotep?
Can you help? Can you explain it?
I can, but look at this. What language is this, Imhotep?
I don't know.
Oh, I think you do. You're just pretending, Imhotep. You've seen this before. You've seen it. Even if you didn't know the word, you know what language this is, don't you?
What is it?
What is it? To ask.
It's Bengali.
It's Bengali.
Do you know what it says?
Can you explain it?
It says Amma.
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 Amma. What does that mean?
Can you explain it?
You know what that means, don't you?
No, I don't.
Do you call me Amma?
Yeah.
So, what am I? Who am I?
Amma.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, this is like ma.
Amma.
Amma. Amma.
Ma.
Amma.
Amma. Ma.
Amma.
Amma.
That's right. Good. Well expressed, Imhotep. This one, the Bengali language, correct?
Yeah.
You must, explore it, Imhotep. We'll do some more classes and Mother will take the lead.
Let me hold this up.
Okay. Then you want to put it on top of these?
No.
You don't need to fold it then. Just put it straight so it's all congruent.
Nice and tidy.
And we got one of these.
Turn it around so it's the right way. It's okay, it's okay. Come on.
And 101010101.
It's good that you read it this way, Imhotep. It's in columns. You can read it this way as well. I'll just make a guiding line for you so you can see it clearly.
Okay.
Okay, so you can read it like this.
Yeah.
1 1 0 1 1 1 0 0 1 0 1 1 1 0 1 1 1 1 0 0 0 1 0 0 1.
And 1 1 0 0 0 1 0 0 0. Let me
do that last one again.
1 0 0 1.
Okay. It's good that you've done it like this, because that's the right way to read it. But also it's got an equal sign. Yeah. So this here, 1 equals 1, 1 0 equals 2, 1 1 equals 3, 1 0 0 equals 4, 1 0 1 equals 5, 1 1 0 equals 6, 1 1 1 equals 7, 1 0 0 0 equals 8, 1 0 0 1 equals 9. Can you do that?
No.
Why?
Because I just can't.
Oh, I think you can.
Try.
No.
Try
for. I can't do it.
Because you don't want to.
No.
You have to be careful, Imhotep. When you say you can't do something, it's every word you say is very important. These numbers here, we've been counting to 9 all day. We've counted 4 times 9 twice, and we've counted 9 many times today. You've just counted all of these as ones and zeros.
All
by yourself.
Yeah.
So every,
I didn't need my help.
You didn't need any help.
No.
So what that means is that every number on this page you can read.
One moment.
So when you say you can't do it, it's not really true. You have to be careful what you say. I'm not going to force you to do it. We'll put it aside. But don't say you can't do it when you can.
Okay.
Put it aside now.
Okay. Is it okay that way?
No, it's not. What way do you fix it?
This way. Hmm. Would be this way. Wouldn't it?
Okay.
Is it okay that way?
That's fine. That's correct. We're nearly there, Imhotep. We've worked through most of the papers.
We got this one.
Okay, I think you need to turn it round.
Let me put it back.
What's on the other side, Imhotep? Let's just check both sides first of all. Turn the paper over. Is there anything on the other side? No, on the back. Okay, so it's all this side. Well, before you get to this... Well, this is algebra, Imhotep.
Algebra.
Yes, algebra.
Algebra.
So, we're not doing this yet. When I showed this, I think I was showing Mother this.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about this later.
Okay.
But this now, you should recognize this.
This is la.
Well, this word here, this is in Amerenia, so you might not know it exactly. But what's this? What does this say?
No. No.
It's a special word.
No, I don't want to. And what's this?
Room.
Room. And what's this red?
This one here?
Mm.
It's this one. Well, this is J, but that one is G.
J.
G. G.
J.
G.
J.
Not J. G.
G.
Yeah, G. Put the baby finger out as well.
This one is J.
G.
G.
Okay, so you had Imhotep, you had Ru, G. Here you go. Ru.
Ru.
Right, bring the hand round. You're doing the hand sign. The hand sign has to be clear. Ru.
Ru.
That's better. Put the baby finger out. Okay. G.
G.
And this one, the final one, is this.
But.
No, one finger.
Yeah, one finger.
Do you know what Fidel that is? What sound is that? No, this one is per. This one is na. And when you put it like this, it's like this. Na.
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 Okay, so you have ru.
Ru.
G.
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 No.
No.
Okay.
Let me look at this one.
Before you do, what word is that in Tech?
What, this one?
No. Rugina. Have you heard it before?
No.
Really?
Who's
really?
No.
Rugina?
Yeah.
Who's Rugina?
Mummy.
Of course. Rugina. We are taking the sounds and separating them, but when you put them together, it sounds like Rugina.
That would be from the chair.
Okay. You can put it aside now. What's next?
This.
Let's have a look at these then. What's on the papers?
There's some here. There's another paper.
Okay. Let's look at this one first.
There's another drawing over there.
This is to do with the binary again. This is another binary exercise. So before we...
Let me put this one beside.
An accounting exercise, because you were writing the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What shape is this in the table?
A triangle.
Okay.
Remember these ones?
Can you explain it?
I can explain it. This is ratio, Imhotep.
Ratio.
Ratio. It is relationship.
Relationship.
So, when we did this, I took out one block. Let's say it's a white block.
Yeah.
And then for that one white block, there were three green blocks.
Yeah.
For every one, there is three. Mm-hmm. That's what this means, one to three. It is the relationship.
Can I get one white block? And put it here.
Yes.
Okay.
And then get three green blocks. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, do that.
Let me do it like this. I can do it like this easier. Let me get it. There's one white block.
Okay, put it down. You could use three different colours, three of another colour. It could be three yellow, it could be three brown, it could be three orange or three green. It's up to you.
Why? I'm going to look at one. I'm going to have, three greens?
Well, three yellow would be nice.
Okay. I would like not this one.
Well, we do need it if we want to show this ratio.
One.
For every one white, there are three yellows.
Yeah.
Yes. For every one white, there are three yellows.
It looks like eye.
It does look a bit like an eye.
If I don't have a dot, it's not an eye.
It's true.
Yeah. Then it is an eye. Not. Let me put one right there. And two. And one.
Okay. Imhotep? That's good. Put the blocks back now. We're going to finish off our papers. We're going to come back to this. You can put this down.
Okay.
Ratio is important, like measure is important.
This one is perfect.
No, I don't want to do it.
No, we have to look at each one. It's the final one. Let's look at it, then we decide what we need to do with it.
Okay.
Yes.
Look, there is some there. Let me do this.
Do you know what this is about, Imhotep?
About measuring.
You're right, Imhotep. Well done.
I'm correct.
You're correct, Imhotep.
Yeah.
Yes. This is our record for when you were measuring Mummy and Daddy.
Mm.
Yes.
And I was small and
What is the measure? What was your measure, Imhotep?
9.
Is that 9?
What is it? What measure is that?
Well, what number does it say?
What number does it say? 9.
Look again.
What is it?
Well, you've read it before. You'll have to count up to it. What number is this one?
10.
That's right.
There's 10, 9.
It's not 9.
There's 10, 11.
It's not 11.
What is it? What is it? There's...
Look.
1.
No, no. Come from here. What's this?
5, 2, 9.
No, no,
don't guess.
6.
Of course it is.
6.
That's right.
And 10.
That's right.
I'm small. Where do you got a small measure there?
That was your compared to Daddy's measure, I think.
This measure is small and this measure is big. I thought it wasn't.
Okay. It's quite interesting. You wanted to put this one away, but this is a very interesting record. This is our record.
I always want to put it away.
You can now, because we've studied it.
Okay. That way?
Yes.
Now, are you going to do the drawing now?
Well, you certainly can do. Let's spend a little moment on this. What was this about, Imhotep? What have we been doing with this?
Doing patterns.
Okay. What kind of patterns, Imhotep?
Triangle patterns.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of triangle type patterns inside.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do loads of those.
So what should we do now?
Colour triangles.
Okay. So you, when we did this before, I think you were choosing some parts to colour for Amma and Father.
Mm.
So which parts should be coloured in today?
The smaller triangle.
Interesting. Okay. Good choice, Imhotep. When you colour this, that means you'll have to colour this one, and this one.
Yeah, I can.
Keep the balance.
I can do all of that.
Yes. And when you've done that, then you'll have coloured this ring. It's a nice, complete form.
Yeah.
What else should be coloured, Imhotep?
What else? Triangle?
Well, to be fair, I'm looking at it. I can see these circles here, and here, and here, and here. Can you see those, Imhotep?
Yeah. Mummy and Daddy should... Mummy should colour this side.
Okay.
And Daddy should colour this side.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough, yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay.
Well,
I want to choose a colour. I want to use one of these. I want a red one.
Okay, before you colour in with the red, that's fine. If you choose the red, it's okay. There are some red there, but that's okay, you can choose it. But do you remember the name of the symbol?
Let me have a blue one before I have the red one.
Okay, what is the name of this special symbol?
Can you explain it?
Gazat.
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 Gazat. That means province or space.
Mm.
When we do our dance in the circle,
it is the Gazat.
The space we use is the Gazat. I think we have enough space for you to do your ground movements. When we do our ground movement, we have to move in whatever space we have even if it seems very small. That's what this is. It's showing you all space, different colours, everything to do with space.
There wasn't no colouring in this.
Because you made it colourful.
Yeah.
You have made it colourful, Imhotep.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do this. This was a special treat.
I want to choose some different colours pen for my brothers. For my...
parents?
Yeah, for my parents. Daddy would have the black one.
Okay.
And...
I think that's brown, you okay?
Yeah. And you put this one.
Yeah, can I help you?
No. Yes. Black one. And Mummy should have the blue one.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. So, you said that Mother and Father should do the circles. And you're going to do these triangles here, 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 and here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you colour...
What colour are you going to have? Green?
I'm looking for the black. You see black, don't you?
Orange. You have orange. And I want to have orange.
If you do the blue, you're doing blue next to another blue, aren't you? Is that a good idea?
No,
not a good idea.
I'm looking for the orange.
The orange?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't see the orange.
Okay. So while we're doing this, don't you have to share the paper so that everyone can do it.
I can't reach.
Should we sit on the floor and do it? Is that easier?
Let me.
You want to sit on the round table and do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's use the round table.
Yeah.
While we're colouring, I invite you to share your experience, please, Mother and Father. Let's review what we've been doing. You've heard Imhotep speak, and obviously you've been attending the class with him. How have you found the learning, the practice?
No, I'm going to do that.
beneficial to him coming in. And I think he does enjoy it. He says he likes coming in. So, yes. And you're a very good teacher as well. So.
Thanks. Do you enjoy coming here, Imoto?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I find it. It's the classes for Imotep age is advanced. It's very good. It's a very good foundation for him, the way you teach. As Regina said, it's not just it's actually the way you break things down. He actually understands it. Things like measurement and stuff like that, when you let us lie and measure and stuff like that, I think it's very interesting. So it's really get into it, so he fully understands what he's actually doing, which I think is very good. You break it down for his age, which is very good. I find the class is very educational myself, because I am learning a lot too, which is very good. And yeah, I just think it's really good. You're an excellent teacher. I wish I had a teacher like you, but I'm learning from you at the same time, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it's just really good. Very good.
I'm going to ask the mum, what are